the putrid raised a hesitant talon.
"But if he even suspects," he said, "I mean he has a foul temper on him, those memos," he shuddered.
"But what are we doing?" Vasnago spread his hands in a gesture of innocence. "Where is the harm in it? Brothers, I ask you, where is the harm?" His fingers curled. The knuckles shone white under the thin, blue-veined skin as he surveyed the doubting faces. "Or would you rather receive another statement of policy?" he said. Expressions twitched as the lords made up their minds like a row of dominoes falling over. There were some things on which even they were united. No more policy statements, no more consultative documents, no more morale-boosting messages to all staff. This was hell, but you had to draw the line somewhere. Earl Beazlemoth rubbed one of his three noses.
"And humans somewhere thought this up all by themselves," he said. "We didn't give them any, you know, hints."
Vasnago shook his head. "All their own work," he said proudly, like a fond schoolmaster who has just seen a star pupil graduate summa cum laude. The Earl stared into infinity.
"I thought we were supposed to be the ghastly ones," he said, his voice filled with awe.
The old lord nodded. He'd waited a long time for this. While others had talked of red-hot revolution, he'd just stared out into the world of men and watched and marvelled. This Rincewind character had been extremely useful. He'd managed to keep the king totally occupied. He'd been worth all the effort. The damn fool human still thought it was his fingers doing the business. Three wishes indeed. And thus it was, when Rincewind pulled himself free of the wreckage of the wheel, he found Astfagel, king of demons, lord of hell, master of the pit, standing over him. Astfagel had passed through the earlier stage of fury and was now in that calm lagoon of rage where the voice is steady, the manner is measured and polite, and only a faint trace of spittle at the corner of the mouth betrays the inner inferno. Eric crawled out from under a broken spar and looked up.
"Oh dear," he said.
The demon king twirled the trident. Suddenly it didn't look comical anymore. It looked like a heavy metal stick with three horrible spikes on the end. Astfagel smiled and looked around.
"No," he said, apparently to himself, "not here. This is not public enough. Come."
A hand grasped each of them by the shoulder. They could no more resist it than a couple of non-identical snowflakes could resist a flamethrower. There was a moment's disorientation, and Rincewind found himself in the largest room in the universe. It was the Great Hall. You could have built moon rockets in it. The kings of hell might have heard of words like subtlety and discretion, but they had also heard that if you had it, you should flaunt it, and reasoned that, if you didn't have it, you should flaunt it even more. And what they didn't have was good taste. Astfagel had done what he could, but even he had been unable to do much to the basic bad design, the clashing colours and the terrible wallpaper. He'd put in a few coffee tables and a bullfight poster, but they were more or less lost in the overall chaos. And the new antimacassar on the back of the Throne of Dread only served to highlight some of its more annoying bas-reliefs. The two humans sprawled on the floor.
"And now," said Astfagel.
But his voice was lost in a sudden cheering. He looked up. Demons of every size and shape filled almost all the hall, piling up the walls and even hanging from the ceiling. A demonic band struck up a choice of chords on a variety of instruments. A banner slung from one side of the hall to the other read, "Hail to the Chief." Astfagel's brows knitted in instant paranoia as Vasnago, trailed by the other lords, bore down on him. The old demon's face was split in a totally guileless grin, and the king nearly panicked and hit it with the trident before Vasnago reached out and slapped him on the back.
"Well done," he cried.
"What?"
"Oh, very well done."
Astfagel looked down at Rincewind.
"Oh," he said. "Yes, well," he coughed. "It was nothing," he said, straightening up. "I knew you people weren't getting anywhere, so I just..."
"Not these," sneered Vasnago.